Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to the show. Hope your weekend was awesome. Morning, studio!
Morning!
I think we've all been in that scenario where you're somewhere, and somebody comes up and goes, hey, can I get some money? And then they insert a story that really makes you feel bad for them, and you go, all right, is this real or is it not? We all been there? Amy, you been there before?
Yes.
Amy, like, drives people to town and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's like, you need something? Get in the car.
Yeah.
This happened to Raymundo, who is our producer in the glass room. What happened?
Yeah, I was at the just at the pump. Guy needed $3 for gas. Wife was having a kid, and he had to get to the hospital.
Okay, there's a lot happening here. Ray's getting gas. The guy only needs $3. Pregnant wife. Got to get to the hospital because baby's about to come. What do you think about this? Lunchbox.
Man, there ain't no way. He would be at the hospital with his wife. There is no way he only needs $3 to get the... Stop it. I'm not buying it. He's ripping you off.
Amy?
No, I mean, I think there could be truth to it, so give him the $3.
I would just think if I were asking for money for gas, I'd ask for more than $3, right?
Yeah. But maybe you ask for a small amount thinking, okay, if I get $3 from a lot of people, hey, I'm making bank.
Or
because if you ask for 20, no one's giving you a 20.
Yeah.
That's true. This is what I would say. And then we'll find out what Raymundo did, whatever his name is. What's your name again? Raymundo. Are we ever going to change that out from Raymundo?
No, it's my Twitter handle and Instagram. Oh. Kind of got to keep it.
Okay. So if you have the money, and just if it's a 1% chance that guy's telling the truth, a 1% mm-hmm. chance, and you have it, you just give it to him. Like, because if just a hair of you says that might be true, you obviously want to help him.
Yep.
So I would say you give him the money.
Or give him a ride to the hospital.
Well, he has a car, right, Raymundo?
Yeah, he was right next to me. He did have a truck.
Well,
yeah,
I would have gone over and looked at the gas gauge.
Oh, boy.
Because if they come up to you at a gas pump, they're lying. That's my rule of thumb. If I'm pumping gas and someone comes up with a story, it's a lie.
Did you give him the Monday, Raymundo?
Yeah.
The money.
Yep.
The Monday, Raymundo. Put the D's here. Go ahead.
Yeah, the $3 was in my glove compartment. I gave him $3 for gas.
And then what happened?
Well, I decided I wanted to see the end result of this, so I kind of parked to the side of the gas station where I could still see the guy. He went inside. Okay, he must be paying for the gas. He came out with, looked like a 40-ounce of, like, some Miller High Life.
Oh man. Well, no,
you know
maybe he was celebrating the kid being born.
No, it definitely wasn't that.
Raymundo.
Yeah.
I think you did the right thing. That was probably going to happen, but just in case it didn't, I still think he did the right thing. Did you feel dumb?
No, I was fine with it. There were hospitals in the area. I honestly thought he was about to be a dad. I was excited for the guy.
Amy, your thoughts?
Man, that's just such a bummer. Kind of just makes... I mean, I'll still trust the next person, but it does sort of ruin it for anybody else that comes to try to ask for money.
That's true. Bobby Bone, come on. Katie in Iowa, what's happening?
Hi. Oh, my God.
Everybody, it's Katie in Iowa. Come on.
Hey, Katie.
There she is. There she is.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to say I'm super excited for your last comedy show in Riverside, Iowa.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there. I'm doing two over 2 days. I'm like Garth, basically. I had to add another show.
When's
like
that?
Garth in Ireland.
Next weekend. Yeah. So I had to cancel or postpone the finale of Dancing with the Stars. And so I did it. And so I said, okay, I'm going to come back. And so I'll do two shows now.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be fun, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, cool. What else are you doing? You doing anything cool today?
No, we just got a ton of snow, so we're trying to make it to work on time. So.
You know, people make fun of us here in the South when we get snow that everything shuts down. Here's what happens. For all our listeners in Boston, all listeners in D.C. that want to give us crap, we don't have the trucks for it. Why would we spend a bunch of money on snow trucks and plows and snow dogs? I don't even know what they use.
Snow dogs?
Who knows?
Okay.
If you only use them once a year. So we don't have them, so we just shut everything down. What's that, 10% chance of snow? School's off for the year. That's how we do it here. So that's all. Because you'd probably make fun of us if you saw us, Katie.
Yeah, I mean, we probably would. But
I mean, if it rains, people get a little itchy around here, too. Anything else going on? Anything you'd like to tell us that you like that we do on the show? I always like some good feedback.
I just love everything. I don't know.
Anything you don't like on the show?
No.
Okay, she loves it all.
Yeah.
What can we say? All right, well, any final words you'd like to give here?
just thank you for everything you do. Make our day so much better. So. Well,
thank you very much. Hope I get to meet you next weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, there she is. Katie in Iowa, appreciate you. Yo! Hey, you can listen to the Bobbycast, the show I do with songwriters, producers, artists. It's very music intensive. If you love music, search Bobbycast wherever you listen to podcasts. Love for you to check that out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Natasha.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. What can I help you with?
So I just wanted to say how much I appreciate all you guys. I've been listening since 2013, and I just absolutely love this show. You guys have seen me through some really dark times, and I just love all the positivity that you guys can bring. But on Wednesday, I have a big phone interview coming up for a job, and I was wondering if you guys had any advice.
Yeah, you know what? I just did a whole interview section when we hired a new phone screener, and I interviewed a lot of people. And you know what I found that I liked? I guess it kind of reinforced what I like. I like it when people come in and ask me questions during an interview. Because I had a piece of paper down, right? And it's all the, you know, I'm looking at a resume.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a pretty equal resume. Some are better than others. But that really didn't matter as much as someone who engaged with me in an interview. So I sat and I'll be like, hey, how's it going? Well, you know, I would just start with an easy question. Like, hey, where are you from? I knew the answer, but that's not what mattered to me. Because everybody's from somewhere. They're going to give me an answer. And they'll be like, hey, I'm from, you know, Kentucky. And I'd be like, oh, cool, tell me about that. And so what I found is the more engaging that they were, and even when they asked me questions, because I'd be like, hey, you have anything you want to ask? And if they fired out with one or two or three questions because they were genuinely, you know, like curious about the job, more so than just trying to get a job. Like it felt like they cared about the job. And I was like, oh, all right. So
yeah, so have some questions ready.
Yeah, Natasha, I guess when I say that is the more engaging you can be toward them and not just sit there and take everything they're giving you, but also give some back. That's my advice for any job interview on the phone, in person, because you have to imagine the person's doing like 20 of these in a row. And the last thing they want to do is just, they're just sitting here going, line three says you went to school here. What did you learn? It's all the same. Everybody's pretty equal. So be super engaging.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Ask questions. Because it's also, they're going to be like, whoa. Well, she's different than all the rest. She's like coming at me. They're going to like that. So have questions ready that is actually about the job. They're, you know, like questions are going to be like, oh, wow, she got a lot of questions. She cares. She's been looking up, been researching.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was my homework over the weekend. I did a lot of research and my boyfriend helped me. So we're hoping that we're currently apart. So hopefully this will bring us closer together. And
well, good luck.
I'm like, yeah, I'm commuting right now back down to where my job is right now. So I'm like, hey, maybe I'll give Bobby a call.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Hey, come on, right here. Yeah. Let us know how it goes. Let us know. All right, thank you, and have a good morning. Good luck with that job interview. Appreciate that.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This family in Louisiana had a dog named Jasper. 8 years ago, they came home from a shopping trip. Jasper's gone. So the mom kept going to the little pound looking. Where's Jasper? Where's Jasper? Can't find Jasper. 8 years later, they think Jasper's gone. The mom had been going to the pound once a month looking for the dog. They get a call from the Houston SPCA. They found Jasper, and because she was microchipped, they reunited with the family.
Where was the dog?
In Houston, Texas. They don't know how it got from Louisiana to Houston, but dog reunited because of the microchip.
Must have hopped in a truck.
Must have lived with somebody for a long time, too. Like, had to be someone's dog for a while. 8 years? I don't think you live as a stray.
Right, I don't think you live on the streets for 8 years. But someone found it in Houston, took it there, they microchipped it, called the family.
Kept it, it ended up straying, and then they found it. Wow.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes up from Tulsa, Oklahoma. A man and his friends were sitting around. They're like, hey, dude, I dare you to walk into the courthouse tomorrow with no pants on.
Come on. I mean, that as much as I go, come on, that sounds like a bit on this show as well. But go ahead.
So the guy drives up in his Porsche, gets out, only got a blue t-shirt on and black shoes.
Totally naked, like not even underwear.
No underwear, no pants, and walks into the courtroom.
Wow.
How did he get into the courtroom? Because
he walked into the building and they arrested him.
Because he has no metal. I guess he goes to the metal detector. It's like, I'm all clear.
You're good.
So wait, then what happens to him?
He gets arrested. And he's in jail and he has to pay $2,000 and he's back in court next week.
Does he have to get on the website because he's
I don't know if private. He'll be, they don't say if he'll be one of those, but he's facing indecent exposure.
Mm-hmm. So which probably puts you on that website mm-hmm. where there's a X on your house at Halloween time.
You can't turn the light on.
Yeah. Wow. How old were they?
He looks to be about 50.
Oh, he's not.
He's not like 18. 18?
And I like how Lunchbox said he got out of his Porsche.
He did. He had a Porsche.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Mm-hmm.
So he has money.
He's bored. He's too rich. He's bored. Okay, there you have it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, it's a big time. We're about to play Amy versus Lunchbox. We have some trivia here. Lunchbox wins. He's the champ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, okay. So let's play. Amy, I'll give you three questions. Dudes probably know the answers. Question number one. Adjustable, Allen, and combination are all types of what?
Wrenches.
A wrench. Show me wrench. That's correct.
Boom.
Good.
Wow.
Ooh.
Allen was the big hint there for me, but.
Yeah. Wow. Amy, what's the championship trophy in hockey called? The NHL. What's the big trophy called?
Stanley Cup.
Got it. Wow.
Yes. Thank you, Nashville Preds.
They didn't win it, though.
I know, but like we talked about it for like ever. Moving to Nashville really got me into hockey.
Ready. What engine car part usually requires a rubberized socket to remove and replace? What engine car part usually requires a rubber, like it's a rubber socket to pull it in and out? It's wrapped in a rubber socket.
The alternator?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Lunchbox, you can steal this.
Yeah, piston.
No, I'm sorry.
What is it?
It's a spark plug.
Okay.
There you go. Lamy 2, Lunchbox 0, going over to Lunchbox now. Hey.
Okay.
Up, Cardi?
Okay. Yeah, she does it all the time. We'll be in the room. She'll go, okay.
Oh, stop it.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yep.
What pop star returned to Instagram last week by posting pictures of a getaway weekend with her girlfriends in Mexico?
That's easy. That's my girl. Bachelorette party, Selena Gomez.
Wow, he's right. He nailed that one.
How does he know all this stuff?
Yeah, like, I don't...
How did you know that?
I just saw it online. I don't know.
Okay.
There was them in white bikinis on the beach. I was like, I'll click on that. Not in a creepy way, but...
Yeah, sweet. No, not at all.
Hey, Lunchbox, who wrote The Last Song?
Huh?
It's a book. Who wrote The Last Song?
That has to be The Last Song. What is it about?
I don't know. You get to follow up with questions.
Well, I'm just asking.
Who wrote The Last Song?
Oh, my gosh.
Amy doesn't know it either.
No, I do know it, and I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, relax. It's Jane Austen.
Jane Austen.
No.
She writes those romance novels.
No. We've had him on the show. He has come on this show.
It's a guy?
If you get this,
it's
you
a
win.
Guy. He's come on the show. All of his books are based in like Outer Banks, North Carolina. They're all the love stories, like The Notebook and all the things.
Dang it.
Then they get turned into awesome movies.
That was my second guess.
And what's like I
for the win.
Think of his name
what's
right
crazy
now.
Is, I don't think he's ever been on the show.
Yes, he has.
I don't think so.
Yes, he has.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, he has. Like right now in my head, I'm so
five,
I'm messed up by this because I have like William Shakespeare in my head, but that's not right.
Like, go with it. Go with it.
Shakespeare.
You're messed up.
Three.
I know who it is because I'm telling you all about
him. You need
him.
To answer. Go.
Yeah.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
That was my second guess.
Jane Austen. Okay,
I'm
gonna relax.
I'm so mad at myself.
Do you know Nicholas Sparks books are the best ones to listen on tape when you're on a road trip? You can stop at Cracker Barrel and you can check out the CDs and listen to them and then turn them back in at any Cracker Barrel across the country.
He does write. He wrote a good book called 3 Weeks with My Brother.
All right, there we go.
Oh my gosh, Lunchbox. Nicholas Sparks.
Which Hemsworth brother plays Thor? Wow. Which Hemsworth brother plays Thor?
Why is everybody laughing?
Which Hemsworth brother plays Thor?
I don't understand what is going on.
Okay,
here.
Go ahead.
Why is everybody laughing?
Just name one.
Just go for it, buddy. Which Hemsworth brother plays Thor?
Oh, man. Is this a trick question? Liam.
He says Liam.
It's not Liam.
Amy.
It's not Liam.
Did I just win? Woo! I won!
It's Chris. It's Chris, yeah.
And Liam's the one that's married to Miley Cyrus.
Well, that's why I thought it was him.
It's Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth. It's not a trick. We wondered why you were thinking it was a trick, but it's not a trick. Amy's the winner. She stays around. It is now 9-4. There she is. Moves
Sorry,
on to the next
I was
week.
So obnoxious about that, but I really didn't want to lose.
Can I just say, I feel like that was a very good girl question.
What?
About who plays Thor? That's more of a guy
she
question.
She knew it. No, Thor, ladies love Thor.
I'm just saying.
But wouldn't you want a guy question,
though?
We know
it's not. But if you're a girl, you know
that
Liam...
Well, I was nailing the girl questions, that's why.
No, if you're a girl, you know Liam is in the Hunger Games, and he is married to Miley, so you know it's the other one.
There you have it. Congratulations on your win. 9-4.
Would not Liam have worked?
No. Chris is the answer. There it is. Bobby Bones. Yeah. So what's happening, Amy?
Well, my niece's high school in West Texas voted on who they want to do their commencement speech at the graduation this year. And my sister called me and said that they voted on me.
Oh, wow. Oh. Come on. Amy. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Highland High School in like Roscoe, Sweetwater, Texas area. And you know the graduating class? Population?
Yeah. Go ahead.
15 people.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah. They chose me.
That means they'll pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone to one of these when my other niece, Bailey, she graduated. This is my niece, Brooke. But I went to the graduation. And, I mean, it's in the gymnasium. It's great.
Are you going
to
do it?
I don't know. I've got to figure out our calendar. It's in May. So I've got to figure out some stuff with my husband and the kids and getting there and my dad and all the things. But... I mean, I just was honored that I was even put on the list. I was like, what? I was even one of the choices? Like, was there other choices? But apparently there was a vote, and it majority of the 15 picked
graduates,
me.
It's me, Amy.
I know. What would I say, right?
First of all, I hope you start making your own deodorant as soon as you leave here.
Oh, boy.
And if you have a microwave, get rid of it. You'll never be successful with a microwave.
Okay, Bobby, I know
make
you're
make your glowing green smoothies. What?
I know you're joking, but honestly, I would come to you for advice because you've done both your high school and your college commencement speeches. I mean, it's a big deal. Like, who? People, you get chosen, like, presidents, Oprah.
And now, four things with Amy Brown, podcast leader, Amy Brown.
Yeah.
It's cool that it's not your school because you had to practice on one. Oh, if it were your school, it'd be super important.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, your niece, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
But I think you should do it. It's a cool thing. Those kids will remember it forever. I remember mine. It wasn't even that cool.
Yeah.
Like when I was in high school.
Yeah. I got to get all the details and try to figure it out. But I'll definitely, if I can commit to it and I will be going, I'll definitely need a quick tutoring sesh with you.
It'll be easy. You'll nail it. I did once in a college football stadium for my college and nobody's paying attention because it's a college stadium. Who pays attention? And I was looking around going, I'm talking here. Nobody cared.
Yeah. Which one was I at with you? Is that your high school or your college?
High school. I went to my high school one. That one was really important to me.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Yes, of course.
If you can get there,
if I can get there, yes.
Yeah.
I have to figure it out. But, yeah, it is neat.
I suggest one thing. Should she take someone to wrap her up?
Oh, like I do here on the show?
Yeah, like she needs someone with a clock. Because, yeah. Amy, you could be like 2 hours into this.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that thing I did in Wichita. I did a thing in Wichita, and I thought we were going to talk for an hour and a half, and I think I was up there for 2.5 hours, maybe. People started to leave.
All right, good luck. That's awesome. Let us know. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So some things that make you prone to loneliness.
Okay.
Anybody in this room worried about being lonely?
Me.
No.
I worry about dying alone all the time.
Yeah.
Just Bobby.
Yeah. You knew that, though. You asked that because you knew I would answer.
I know, but listeners, they may not know that you're prone to loneliness.
Lonely?
If they might be a new listener.
Okay. Well, hey, all the new listeners out there, it's your buddy Bobby, and I'm alone all the time.
Okay,
thank you.
So,
wait, but your first book isn't titled like...
I'm not lonely if you're reading this book.
Yeah.
It's called Bare Bones, right? It's like my memoir, and then it's called I'm Not Lonely. So if anyone's reading the book, I'm not lonely.
There
right,
you go.
And it was a New York Times bestseller, so plenty of people read it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so these are the factors that play a role in your loneliness. One, being extroverted, which I would say at work you're an extrovert, but internally you're introvert.
Yeah, like I'm good just staying home and not talking. When I leave this microphone, I have nothing to say. Shut it down.
What also, else? Being a single guy.
Single guy right here.
It's genetic. Was anybody else in your family lonely?
Don't know. They either left or died.
Gosh.
What? What do you want it?
He's being real.
Being a type A personality.
Oh, yeah. Hardcore.
Yeah. And then being chronically ill, but you don't have that.
Yeah.
Unless you have some...
I'm not ill.
Thing.
You know what? You're not.
I did go to the doctor yesterday, but...
But you're...
Yeah. I'm not ill.
Okay.
A lot of times, though, I start to go, oh, is something coming on? Got a sniffle? And then it doesn't, but I don't know. I may... What do you call the person who thinks he's sick all the time?
A hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac. Yeah. I may have a hint of that sometimes. All right, what else?
Oh, gosh. So, check this out. A frog in Bolivia has been living in captivity alone for 10 years, and researchers thought he might be one of the last of his species, so going extinct. But guess what? Froggy just got a girlfriend.
Wait. So did they tag him?
They found... Listen.
Did they tag him before he left?
It says... They recently found a few more frogs in the forest, one of which happens to be a girl. The boy's name is Romeo, they've named the girl Juliet, and they could save their species if they mate.
I mean, my question is, how do they know it's the same frog, or is it
they're tracking
frog?
It. They're tracking it.
Did a tag on them, like,
I guess.
They tag ducks?
Yeah.
Probably.
All right.
Listen,
well, good
I'm not
for
a
them.
Frogologist.
Hey, listen, okay, we got...
But I just thought, there's hope.
Yeah,
Bobby.
Yeah, we have frogs
hope.
That are extinct, finding people.
So you could.
And here I am, Mr. Lonely over here.
Right, we'll find someone for you.
Thank you. What else, Amy?
So if you started a new hobby this year, the average person only sticks with a new hobby for about 16 months, according to a new survey. And
that
during
seems
that
long.
Time...
16 months?
I know. I drop hobbies way faster than that. But this is the average person. And also during that time, we spend a lot of money. Like on average, $950. Because here's the deal. Like say you take up yoga. And you stick with it for 16 months, and you pay that yoga, you know, monthly fee.
You got to buy a mat.
Yes,
if you're new to it.
All the things.
Towels. You got to buy girls to go and sit beside you and do yoga. Oh, you guys didn't. Do that.
Are there girls that are rented out for that?
No, I wish. Yeah.
So anyway, some of the top hobbies right now: gardening, cooking, crafts, cycling, and tennis.
What would my hobby be right now?
I was going to say boxing, but you turned that into work because you bought boxing gyms. So.
Yeah.
Watching TV.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a hobby.
No.
Sometimes I'll watch things I need to watch just so I can know about it and talk about it on the show. But I do enjoy a good Netflix show.
Please think of a hobby that you have. Let's think. Seriously, there has to be one. You got a bike.
Yeah.
What?
You got that bike you were riding inside your house.
My bank gave me a bike for Christmas, and I thought it was so funny and ridiculous that I was just riding it in my house.
So you're not riding it.
No.
Okay. Think about it.
Think
about it. Painting? No.
It doesn't paint.
Singing? No.
No, it's work.
Yeah, it's work.
I don't know that I have a straight hobby.
Drawing?
I used to play golf.
A lot.
But then work happened. Then,
kickball.
Yeah. I'm in seven leagues. I don't know that I have a hobby right now. I'm going to try to find one, though.
Okay.
I have 16 months to kill. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I got a good one here. And I do love our police officers. A California sheriff's deputy is being recognized because what happened is... He's out, and they get a call, and this woman's in a motorized wheelchair, and it's broken, so it's in the middle of the road. Like, she gets stuck in the middle of the road. And he's like, hey, are you all right? She was like, my wheelchair's broken. So he gets out of his patrol car and pushes her a mile, 0.3, back to her house.
I saw video of this.
Did you see it?
Pretty legit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in full uniform and boots, pushing her in a wheelchair over a mile to get home. How about that? And that's the place your wheelchair breaks down in the middle of the road? Like, you're just trying to cross? So a big shout out to law enforcement just in general, and a big shout out to, Deputy Montanez. I said that right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Man, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy now, who's got the morning corny. Let's do this.
The morning corny.
What's the medical term for owning too many dogs?
What's the medical term for owning too many dogs?
Roverdose.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. There you go. Nice work.
That was the morning corny.
Go.
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Florida Georgia Line.
So Florida Georgia Line back in the studio with us again today. Their new album came out on Friday. All right, so you got the song with Jason Derulo, too. Women, God-given. You wrote this with him, too, huh?
We did.
He didn't just sing on it. He actually wrote it with you guys.
We did, yeah.
What's that like, getting it right with Jason Derulo?
Man, it's awesome. You know, he's we've done quite a few things with him. He's kind of become family for us. And anytime we're in L.A. or he's in Nashville, we try to get together. But
he's probably the most talented person we've been in the
studio.
He's
mind-blowing in the studio.
Unbelievable.
So,
in what way? He comes in and just nails the vocal?
Yeah? Every way.
He's a great writer. He's ridiculous when he starts singing. You know, he's just swag to the max. I mean, the way he dances.
He's got his own lotion person that comes and lotions him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No joke.
Absolutely.
What? Well, he has his own.
He will not get ashy in the studio.
Oh, just in the middle of. I mean,
no,
that's
the
deal.
Literally in the booth.
Not get ashy. Yeah.
I need some lotion, and it's right there.
Oh my gosh.
It's goals. Lotion goals.
Goals.
That's amazing.
Lotion rubber.
Does he on the song? Does he go Jason Derulo anywhere?
No, we didn't.
What?
He should.
Thought he always did that, like in every song.
Maybe his songs.
Well.
Yeah.
He has his own lotion.
I know,
but it's like he knows even when, you know, we were writing, we wrote a couple other songs with him, but it's like he knows where it's at. He's just taking it from the universe, and just on the fly, like making it happen. And the way his engineer's track guy works with him, and the way they cut and record is just like, I mean, they've probably done it a million times, and it shows, but it's just fascinating how quick they work and how talented they are, and just watching him piece it together, it's next level, man. It really is.
We learn a lot from him.
So you're saying he can write, he can sing, and he can dance, he can do everything.
Yeah.
Wow, he's like J-Lo.
I just want to do something. We got people who can do everything.
Well, you want Dancing with the Stars, Bobby.
You write, sing, and dance. You're Jason Derulo.
I'm basically the country version of Jason Derulo.
It's at the house.
Yeah, but I'm quite the dancer. Yeah, I will say Tyler was one of the first ones to text me after I won. He was like, "Congratulations!"
Really?
Yeah, it was cool. It was good.
Oh man, that's big.
Yeah, it was,
that is big.
Yes, for me it was big because I didn't know how to dance at all. Still don't know how to dance.
Well,
I learned
you fooled me.
Each week how to do the thing, just you know, patching it together.
Yeah, was that fun though? The whole process.
When it's over, it's amazing because I won. You know,
it's but exhausting.
Because I was doing the radio show every morning. Just having to wake up at like 1 in the morning because I'm 2 hours back.
Mm.
And then I would train for 8 or 9 hours every day. We didn't take a day off for almost 3 months.
Wow.
That's a lot of
learning. I was the least. There were two of us that had never had indie dance. And went into it and
Good for you, bro.
Yeah, whatever. Enough about me. You guys are here. That's what we're excited
about.
And
now we play Montgomery Gentry. That's something to be proud of.
And there are 19 songs on the record. Here's one. This is the Y'all Boys. This was the last Grat track, right, that came out?
Yep.
Is that right? Y'all boys with that southern drawl, boys, here before you know, rolling off just right. Man, that sounds small, boys, but you have a ball, boys, homemade alcohol on a Saturday night. Yeah. You know what I like about you guys when I look at the... Because I look at the songwriters a lot, too. I'm a big songwriter guy. I do a podcast in my house with just songwriters. They come over and we talk about songs in depth. But it's like you guys are both humongous songwriters, but you will also, like on this song, take songs that you didn't write. I think that's a big testament to you guys and how much you actually value songwriters, because you guys aren't. You guys aren't on that one, are you?
Not that one.
Again, you guys could just write your own songs, every song on the record, and yet you guys still don't, because like I feel like Kenny Chesney's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like he values songwriting so much that he's not too good to take a song from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool.
I think it's important, man. I mean, we moved to Nashville to be songwriters and to support the songwriting community now in our career is something we're really proud of. But also, you look at, like you just said, Kenny Chesney, the Tim McGraws, the icons, the people that are selling out stadiums, they're not too good to cut outside songs, man. You know what I'm saying? I think there's something, if you just got to have an ear for a hit song. You got to know. I mean, you don't have to write them all. You got to just be able to hear them. So for us, it's like, I don't know. You start seeing people that want to write every song on their whole album. It starts to kind of become a scary thing career-wise. You start to kind of see either some plateau happening or some kind of falling off. So for us, we take a lot of pride in cutting outside music.
It's always kind of been best song wins. You know, if it beats something that we wrote and it ups our game and our album and it feels like us and it feels real, then, I mean,
for sure.
Why not be a part of the songwriters in Nashville and support them and have a better song? I mean, that's... I don't know. I think that's what Garth did too. Garth was a great songwriter and had the ability to, you know, pick hits and
Nothing's even better. I mean, it's even better when a song goes number one and all three or four of the writers is their first single ever. You know what I mean? To get to experience that and kind of see that, live that through their, you know, through them again, it's just it's super rewarding. Like, talk you out of it. It's all new writers that haven't had any singles out, and it's climbing the charts. So to kind of live that with them is cool.
Florida Georgia Line is here. Their new album came out on Friday. Talk about the name of the record, Can't Say Ain't Country. Why'd you name it that?
Man, we had that idea down at the beach, and just something to make a splash, to kind of say something, but also, you know, it's a song on the record. It's also, it can be a bold statement, but it's also kind of a lighthearted, fun song when you hear it. So create a little noise, a little talk. And, you know, this is probably our most country record, but at the same time, it's still FGL. It still has something for everybody, like a collaboration. We've got a song called Told You that is beautiful. It's unlike anything we've done, but it still sounds like us. It's something that we love. But, you know, it's just for us, it's just we're super proud of this record, man. We know where we're at. We know where we're headed, and we know who we are. And it's excited to not put out the same record, you know, that we put out last time, and to push things forward for us, and to continue to not go in anybody else's lane, but to pave our own. And that's what's most important to us, you know.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. Been talking about this for a while. If you haven't played Best Fiends yet, man, you're missing out. It's like Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated puzzle game that has me and millions of people obsessed. Like, go look at the rating of Best Fiends. That's how you know it's a good game. You solve thousands of fun puzzles. You collect tons of characters. We love the game here on the show. Morgan, number 2, loves the game. I think she plays it every morning before we start playing work, or at least most mornings. If you haven't given it a try, let me just recommend that you try it. You can play Best Fiends with the family, with the friends you love in your life. They're all probably playing it too. If they're not, you can get them on. Best Fiends, it's Friends without the R. And here's something. The fact that you can play Best Fiends without Wi-Fi is pretty awesome too. It's perfect for flights. It's perfect for long trips. Best Fiends is one of those games you'll keep wanting to play more and more and get to higher levels. America's falling in love with Best Fiends, so do yourself a favor and download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So every morning, this guy, Eddie, stops in this grocery store in Mississippi for breakfast on his way to work. He's always smiling, friendly with the employees. He's gotten to know one of the cashiers there. Well, he was in sort of a bad mood. So she said, hey, what's wrong? Are you all right? And he said, well, my wife of 32 years, Donnie, she was just diagnosed with kidney failure and she's not doing well on dialysis, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, you know what? I think I'm going to see if I'm a match and I'll donate my kidney. This cashier at the grocery store that he's been going to every year, she's a match.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And she's donating. The transplant is scheduled for this spring.
Wow.
What?
First of all, that she would even say, let me see if I'm a match. Then the fact that she was a match.
Exactly.
Then she's going through with it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Heath Sanders.
Look at this guy in here. Heath Sanders. There he is. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Have a seat there, my friend. Let me put those headphones on. I'm going to tell a story about you. If the story's different than what you remember, you let me know.
Okay.
Been a minute. So last year, Heath had posted a video on Facebook, and you were singing a song just on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You were doing a Stapleton song?
Yeah. Yeah, either way.
And I was like, that's really good. And you're from Arkansas, where I'm from.
Yes, sir.
And you were, what job did you have then?
I worked in the oil field.
Okay.
For Southwestern Energy, yeah.
So is this a...
I just got goosebumps because it's crazy.
Yeah. He was just working in the oil field. One of my friends sent it to me in Arkansas. I was like, you should hear this guy. And so I did hear this guy. And most of the time, I'll be honest, I hear a lot of people. And a lot of people go, this person's good. But I'm in the lucky position of I get to hear the best of the best of the best, right? Mm-hmm. I'm here where everybody moves to. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, he is good. Like, there's a difference. And so I brought you in.
Thanks, man.
Now you've signed with Justin Moore's management company, huh?
Yeah. Like
Justin Moore's
yeah.
same group, dude.
Absolutely, man. These guys are great, too.
So what's happened in the last year with you?
Dude, we've signed a publishing deal with Sony ATV. I mean, we've
played. They're paying you to write songs now.
Yeah, dude.
Come
on. Unbelievable. That's like paying me to hunt, man.
They're paying you to write songs.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Go ahead. What else been happening?
Dude, we've been all over the country playing, man. We've been out to California twice. I mean, definitely all the Bible Belt. We've played all through there. We got a show coming up, opening up for Cody Johnson and
and Justin Moore, and in Chicago on the 21st.
Yeah, so Rosemont Theater. All of our Chicago listeners right now, on the 21st at Rosemont, he's opening for Justin Moore. And then March 30th in West Monroe, you're playing the Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. Mm-hmm. I know all about this. Yeah. I got it written in front of me.
Awesome, dude.
HeatSanders.com. So you got two songs out. And then here we go. This is Down on the South, right?
Mm-hmm.
It came out.
When I think about it now, I'd go back there forever if I could somehow. Cause I swear the world stops spinning for a minute when the sun goes down on the south.
Look at this guy. Got your beard all trimmed. Got
then, I think I'm about 20 pounds lighter, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
What is
being
that?
On the road, man.
Oh, just go.
Yeah,
and what does your girlfriend think of all this, and how long have you been with her?
Right at 3 months.
What song do you play for her? Is that even baby?
Well, I wrote one for the day after I met her, so
I
play that one a lot.
The day after you met her?
Yeah.
And you played it for her immediately?
Yeah, I just, you know,
That one's not out yet, though, right?
No.
Play me a little bit of that, though. I want to hear, what's it called? This is unreleased music here from Heath Sanders.
It's called Beautiful Like You.
I'm going to be her, okay?
All right.
And so, what do you say to me to make me sit down? Like, how do you approach her and say, I wrote a song for you?
This is the day after you met her.
You're like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, don't think I'm insane.
Well, we just met, Heath.
Yeah. but when you know, you know. I mean, really, man, she walked in there, I was like, I'm done. Oh, I'm done for. I've been single for 10 years, Bobby. I've been single for 10 years, bro.
I mean, I get it.
Wait, how old are you?
35.
Okay. I've been single forever, too.
Yeah.
But I can't do what he does. Okay, so I just want like a verse and a chorus of this song that you if you remember it, that you wrote for her and you played it the day after.
Let's see. You want a verse and a chorus?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
You played that birthday day after you met her. That's awesome.
That's nice.
Man, wow. I'd be playing a song for every girl if I sang like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I know we met 5 minutes ago, but I wrote a song for you.
He's like this cross of Luke Combs and Chris Stapleton together.
Yeah, like the ultimate combination.
Dang.
Yeah.
I
just heard a little bit of both in there. Out of the gate, Luke Combs, he got you. Some of those words were like, oh.
Like the way he like his vocals punch.
Yes, and then there was some inflection somewhere in there a couple of times where I heard Chris. So
best compliment
no pressure.
Ever.
No pressure. Heath Sanders is here. He's got two songs out. So let's play one of these songs you got out. Which one you want to do? Which one did they tell you to do?
Man, I'll do the Down the South.
I have no idea what they told you. So it's like a free concert for me. Heath Sanders is here. This is his new song called Down on the South. This is the last one that came out?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is Down on the South from Heath Sanders. Man, a year ago. All this happened a year ago. I remember I saw Heath on Facebook. He was doing a song. I was like, come to the studio. And he was like, is this Bobby Bones really? On Facebook, he was like, who's this really? He's like, who's messaging me right now? I was like, dude, I swear it's me. And I was like, I'm going to have, I think then Morgan number one called you, right? Or somebody called you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, Morgan, no, it's like, it's true. No. It's really us. We're trying to get you up here.
It was crazy, man. It was absolutely insane.
A year later, you're getting paid to write songs.
Yeah.
You're skinnier. You got nice clothes on. Look at you.
Moving on up, bro.
I don't even know what's happening with you. That's really cool, man. Congratulations.
Dude, thank you for everything, man.
Dad.
Really, thank you.
Again, all I did was see something awesome and give it to my people. You're the one doing all the work. Heath Sanders got two songs out. Check them out. Bloodline and Down on the South, the one he just played there. Good to see you, buddy. Can't wait to see what happens with you in the next few months.
And thanks, buddy.
Hopefully we'll see you again before another year. You're going to be in town now.
Absolutely.
We'll be hanging all the time.
Yeah.
Just come over to the
house.
All right, there he is. Heath Sanders.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Most people won't date someone that doesn't like their dog. Or they won't stay with someone that doesn't like their dog.
Mm.
That was such a big factor for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, your dog was everything.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter if it was Kate Beckinsale. No.
Mm.
Did I tell you I hit her up on DM?
No, you did?
Didn't. What? Yeah. What did you say? She's with, what's his face?
Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
Maybe.
She is? I thought they were just walking out of a party.
Well, no, I think they were kind of like, you know, just having fun. Here's what So Kate Beckinsale's always been my super crush. So this is what I wrote. To Kate Beckinsale, right?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't reply, by the way.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Okay, shocked.
I say, hey, Kate, it's been a while. Are you good?
But you all have met.
Did you reply I know, to
that's
something?
The thing.
So it works.
We met once. No.
Okay.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Randomly.
Yeah.
I thought she posted a story and you replied.
No, I posted a long time ago something. It was like, who are the five people you'd want to interview on my Bobbycast? And she was one of them. And then she never answered. So then I put, hey, Kate, it's been a while. You good? And then she'd be like, how do I know this guy?
She's probably thinking that right now.
Keep getting into the DM.
You know?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
You just did one. You just did one every day.
You just send her a message.
Yeah, you should send her a message. Hey, just in case she, I change my number and leave your number
there.
And
let's keep count. Day one.
Yeah?
Yeah, do it.
That was yesterday. Okay, but so I mean, if she opens it, it's like 97 DMs.
Yeah.
That's psycho stalker.
It's a stalker-ish.
Okay, I'll send another one right now.
Okay, day two.
What should I do? Hey, I changed my number?
Yeah, just want to let you know I changed my number. Here's the new number.
I changed my number. My new number is...
Well, what is it?
Got it.
Set?
I wrote it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Two in.
What if she calls you? Okay.
I wouldn't answer. Do you guys get these calls all the time on your phone?
Yes.
From the exact same three digits?
Basically looks like your number, yes.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, it must be my cousin if it's like me.
Yeah. Because nobody else has my number anyways. Like, yeah. Nothing close to mine, but still, it looks like it should be important.
I have a 512 area code. That's a number for like 20,
oh, I got you.
20 years. And then my first three numbers, let's say they're 111.
Yeah.
The number is 512-111 and then four different numbers.
So you think it's for sure for you.
Oh, yeah. They must be related to me.
Yeah.
Or my neighbor.
Yeah.
And then I answer and they're like, hey, we're calling you from the Subzo Center. And I'm like, oh, great.
I know.
But they call two or three times a day.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. But I don't know what that is.
Somebody's trying to get a student loan on my phone and I keep turning it down. So I feel bad for them.
Somebody is in jail and I keep getting calls from the prison.
No.
Yeah. Like, hey, Cynthia, it's a woman's prison. Like, Cynthia's trying to reach out from prison. We accept our call.
Well, how do you know it's not somebody you know?
Well, I do have a lot of family in jail. That's true. It could be family.
I know.
But they don't have my number.
Well, I mean, they could have gotten it from your cousin.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, I'm going to bust out my saxophone. I'm going to play you a saxophone version of a country song. And you just name the song. Okay?
Let's see.
You got your mouthpiece in there?
Yeah. Raymond, hand me that saxophone right
there. Yeah, here it is.
Thank you very much. All right, so. All right. These are all big songs from the last 10 years, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me get this up here. Hold on. All right.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, I'm going to play my saxophone, name this country song.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
I'm obviously not playing.
Dramatic pause, I like that.
Eddie's playing the acoustic beside
us. Yes.
Can you name that country song? Amy.
Drink a Beer.
Lunchbox.
That's Drink a Beer by Luke Bryan.
Eddie.
Drink a Beer.
There it is.
So I'm gonna sit right here.
Okay. Alright, this one right here. On saxophone, name this country song. Popular country song from the past 10 years. I feel like I'm in Nordstrom, like walking through to get to
or like a lounge
like Gap. Yeah.
I'm in.
Electric guitar.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Need You Now.
Lunchbox.
Woo! I had 3 a.m., but I changed it to Need You Now.
3 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m. You must be lonely.
That's not country.
That's not country.
I know, but I it popped in my head that they were lonely. 3 a.m. I needed to come over, but then I got it.
Eddie?
Yeah, I need you now.
Right. It's a quarter. You guys are nailing these.
Boy, you're doing so well.
Thank you. I just learned all these last night. Okay. Name this country song. Guys, what box is having a baby?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Push.
Okay,
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox
Cruise.
Amy?
I don't have anything. Hold on.
Eddie?
It's Talladega!
All right.
That right. I mean, there. That helped that we play that in the Raging Idiots sometimes.
Yeah, we do play that.
Here we go.
It's all
what country song is this? Played on saxophone. Eddie, you don't know it?
I think I do. I like...
5 seconds, guys.
Oh, my God. It's so stupid.
I'm in for the win.
I can't think of the title.
Eddie, what do you have?
I'm lonely.
You're
I can't think of the
you're
title.
You're punch yourself when you get...
Lunchbox? This is so stupid.
I'm loving it.
No. You think
it's
this is
McDonald's
the McDonald's
theme
jingle?
Song. I'm loving it.
Amy, do you know it?
Yeah.
Sing it. Sing it, Eddie. Here we go.
Okay.
And Amy are tied. Lunchbox, you're down one.
I know, but I was loving it.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
Last one. Name the country song by the saxophone.
Oh.
Amy put her pen down.
She
like
knows
a
it?
Boss. Yeah.
Got it.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay, now you do.
Got it. Yes. All right.
Amy.
The middle.
Lunchbox.
The dance.
Edit.
The middle.
The middle.
Oh, wow. Baby. I almost didn't have that.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. It's slow version.
That's
I can't.
That's a tough
Why
one.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle? Losing my mind. All he needs. That's a
slower.
Watch.
Yeah, slower, slower. Okay, you two are in for sudden death.
Oh boy.
Right.
Buzz in if you know it. Amy versus Eddie. Here you go. Say your name if you know it.
I got you.
Eddie.
Oh, come on.
Time,
no,
Eddie.
Come on.
Know
I'm
it.
Talking about
oh,
what
sorry. You
stuttered.
Have to know it.
You stuttered.
You have to know it. Here
Let
you
me
go.
Hear the song, please. Amy.
Standing up, dancing. There you go.
Cause I'm telling you.
Oh, she got it. You got it now.
What's the title, Amy? Good
oh, she doesn't have it.
Oh,
she doesn't have it.
She got it.
She got it.
That neon loving up the walls of darling.
She hasn't
buzzed in.
Cause darling, you.
I need an answer in 5
Keith
seconds.
Keith Urban.
3.
Keith Urban! Yeah. You look good!
Blue Ranger color.
No,
you're not.
It's just called blue?
It's called Blue Ranger color.
Blue ain't your color.
Sudden death again.
Yeah. Eddie.
Oh!
Eddie.
No,
automatic.
Come on!
There's your winner.
Thank you, man.
As we played Name Your Country Song on the saxophone. Did you guys like that or no?
I loved it.
Is that a fun game?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's harder than you think.
Is it too hard? Do you think our listeners enjoyed that one?
No, I think they like it.
Okay, good. The Bobby Bone Show. All right, gonna wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.